you doing? What are all these clothes and why are they on the floor? Babe, you're kind of scaring me. This is like the majority of your work clothes. Did something happen? I don't care anymore isn't an answer I'm accepting. Come on, babe, talk to me. Well, something very clearly is up. You were in a good mood when you went to work this morning, and when I texted with you at lunch. What happened between lunch and when you got home? Well, something happened. Well, because you don't typically go all aggressive Maria Kondo on your clothing, do you? Oh, baby, don't cry. Come here. Yep, right here on the floor is good. That's fine. I've got you. Shh. It's okay. Babe, it's okay. Let it all out. Will you tell me what happened? I'm sorry, who said that to you? Baby, I am so sorry. No, you don't deserve shit like that said to you, or about you. Absolutely not. I don't understand how people can be so cruel. Babe, you don't believe them, do you? How? I mean, how can you believe such a thing? Of course I think you're attractive. Sweetheart, no, you are absolutely gorgeous to me. I love, love, love your body. Yeah, I do. No, I'm not gonna leave you. How could I? I love you. Baby, your size means nothing to me. You are gorgeous no matter what your shape is. Yes, I mean that. The thing is, beautiful comes in thousands of different ways. Just because you don't look like someone that you think is attractive, or that social media, or traditional fashion or beauty opinions has deemed to be attractive, it doesn't mean you aren't attractive yourself. Well, think of it this way. Flowers are beautiful, but you know what else is? Christmas lights. And do they look even remotely similar? No, they don't. That doesn't change the fact that they're both gorgeous. What do you mean that logic doesn't work with people? Why can't it? I can name 1,000 times you have been absolutely breathtaking to me. I can. You've never seen how you look asleep on my chest. You don't see how your eyes light up when you see a cute doggo on the street. You never see how adorably affronted you are when raindrops fall on your nose and splash up into your face. You don't see your lips quirk up into a smile when you're reading in bed at night. You don't hear your giggles and feel instantly enchanted. You don't catch me staring when you wash dishes and wiggle your bum after dinner. Or how your eyes blaze when we're arguing. But I can't help but egg you on because the fire in them is so gorgeous. Or the delight that spreads across your face when I bring home a new game for us to play together. Or when we're alone and starting to get a little frisky. And you get this flush of red coming from your chest all the way up to your adorably pink ears. or how you get this little smirk when you drop some extra tidbit of knowledge, and how absolutely hot it is knowing my baby is smart on top of everything else. You don't feel how my heart beats faster when you reach for my hand in a crowded shop. And how my heart feels like the Grinch's, like it's grown 4 sizes bigger. All because you chose me. And every day you choose me. And I'm honestly the luckiest girl in the world. Yes, it's true. I wish you could see all the absolutely incredible things that I see when I look at you. Because if you did, you would have laughed in that troll's face. I mean it. I love you so, 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 so much, babe. Just the way you are. Every day. Seriously, though, please put what that jerk said out of your head. I don't mind reminding you how gorgeous and sexy you are. Okay? Well, let's get up off this floor and deal with the clothes first. Back in the closet? Whatever you say, babe. I love you.